Here's a little screenshot that I took from a news feed. If you haven't heard, since March 1st, when they released that song and they got back together, the Jonas Brothers have had the number one song in the world. And I promise this is going somewhere, so stick with me when we talk about this song, Sucker. On March 1st, they come out of nowhere with a brand new song. And since March 1st, they created an Instagram account, and in 27 days, because today's March 27th, they have posted 56 times. They did 5 days in a row on The Late Late Show with James Corden. They're on a publicity rampage. Every radio station, every talk show that will have them, they're doing everything they can to share this new song with the world. And this new song shot to number one on Billboard and on Spotify. And so I'm bringing all of this up, this idea of a new song and a promotional blitz going to number one, because I want to show you tonight from God's word how your life is like a new song. Your life is like a new song. You're coming into Shoreline here in the middle of a series that we've been doing this entire school year. We're calling it Regeneration for Students, Walking the Steps Towards Healing. And I'm taking you through step by step how a person can find healing from any form of brokenness in their life, either brokenness caused by some hurt, some way that life or someone else has harmed you, or some sin struggle that you found yourself stuck in. There is hope and there is healing. And God's word reveals it to us step by step by step. And so if you wanna go back, if you've missed any of these Wednesdays, you can go back online on moreshoreline.com and start in September and then listen to October and then listen to November and listen to December. If you wanna go back and re-listen, they're all there for you. If you go on at moreshoreline on Instagram, you can look at the highlights and there's notes that are posted there from each message and you can see a summary of steps 1 through 6. But tonight is step 7, the final step. We're going through H-E-A-L-I-N-G. This is the G, the final step in the word healing that I get to share with you tonight. And so step 7 goes like this. It starts with the letter G, go and share. As we experience this new life in Christ, we invite others to walk the steps toward healing with us. So we go out and we share what God has done in our life. To say it another way, God's work of regeneration in your life is not just for you. So if God has done a work in your life, if God has brought healing in your life, if he has brought hope where there was once darkness, that's not just for you. It's meant to be shared with the whole world. So let's put it in terms of music, because we were talking about a new song and we're going to talk about that more. You could say it this way. God has given you a new song to share on a lifelong worldwide publicity tour. You see, the Jonas Brothers and Sucker, that's nothing compared to the song that God has given you and the tour that he has called you to go on to publicize and share that song with the whole world. And guys, this is not just my idea to wrap up this series. This is rooted firmly in God's word. And I could go to many places in scripture tonight, but please, if you bring your Bibles here, which you should every time, go ahead and open them to Psalm 96. We're not going anywhere else other than Psalm 96 tonight. If you have a Bible app on your phone, you can open it up. You can highlight the first 3 verses of Psalm 96. I hope you'll look at these again and remember them. But I wanna read these 3 verses to you, and I'm gonna make 3 observations from these verses. And here they are, they're on the screen if you don't have a Bible or have a Bible on your phone. This is the inspired word of God given to God's servant, a man named David. We really think God spoke these words to him and then he put them down on paper and preserved them for thousands of years for us to read here today. And here's what it says. We're called to do this. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Each day, proclaim the good news that he saves, and then publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. There's so much that I want to share with you from this passage, but I'm going to try to keep it very simple and clear and just give you 3 observations. And the first one is this. I want you to hear this tonight, that God has given you a new song. He would not command you to sing a new song if he hasn't given you a new song to sing. And I want to explain to you what this means, that God has given you a new song. Sucker is a completely new song. It's an original sound. Every song that comes out Think about how crazy this is. Thousands of songs come out every year, and every single one is completely unique and completely new and different than every song that has come before. And the same is true for your life. In creating you, God has made you uniquely different than everyone else in this room, everybody else in this city out there driving around right now, and everyone else on the face of this earth today, and everyone who has ever lived before and who will ever live again. You are special and you are unique, and there is no one like you the way God has made you. And not only that, but God has done a new, one-of-a-kind, unique work in your life in doing a couple things. One is getting your attention. I want you guys to think back through, you church kids, you Christian camp kids. I want you to think back to your time, you know, in On Your Mark or Crossroads or maybe even K1 Race or at some camp that you went to. When's the first time you remember God really getting your attention? Not just like learning things that you're repeating back, but when you realize, man, there's a God out there and he loves me. Like when has God reached into your life and touched your heart? I mean, maybe. And we pray this, maybe there's some of you that's happening right now tonight. You came in this room not knowing what to expect, but seeing your peers worship God, hearing the words of those songs, even hearing what I just read in God's word, God is beginning to connect with you and to reach out to you and to get your attention. And for every single one of you, whatever you're thinking of right now, if it's here tonight or if it was some other time, it's completely unique, just to you. In unique ways, God has showed you your sin because you've sinned in different ways. You've run from God, you've disobeyed God in different ways than anyone else, in a different combination of different sins than anyone else. And God has showed that to you and brought conviction into your life in a unique way, different than anyone else. God has met you with his truth. He's revealed truth in scripture to you and had people speak truth to you in different ways. He's revealed to you his grace. He's opened your eyes to the salvation that is available to you in Jesus Christ by sending his son to die for you. Do you remember the first time you realized that? Whenever that was, it was completely different than the first time anyone else in this room realize that. And then if you have been following God, he has been transforming and shaping and working in your life through your struggles, through your trials, through the things that you're learning, through the things that you're reading, through the people that he's brought into your life in a completely unique way. And maybe even God is shaping and working in your life here tonight. But whatever it is this. It is new and it is original and it is one of a kind. No story, listen to me guys, no story in this room is boring or unimportant. It is amazing and it is unique and it is glorious because God made you and God is reaching out to you. He's trying to get your attention. He's sending his son to die for you, and he's calling you to put your faith in that. And then by his spirit living in your life, he's transforming you into his image. He's making you more like Jesus. He's making you everything he created you to be. And then you sinned and you wandered away, and he's called you back, and he has a glorious hope and a future for you. And it is unique and it is special just to you. I love the way John Ortberg says this. He's an author of a book called The Life You've Always Wanted. And here's a quote from that book. He says, each person is created to see a different facet of God's beauty, something no one else can see in quite the same way. And then when you see this facet of God's beauty through him getting your attention and showing you your sin and showing you his glory and opening your eyes to truth, when you see that, then you bless all worshipers through all of eternity by sharing that with an aspect of God that they could not otherwise see. And so your life is a new song that's revealing something about God to me and everyone else that they wouldn't otherwise know if they hadn't met you, the unique creation of God in your life. This is amazing. I wanna tell you where I experienced this. We go on these trips in the summer, sometimes to Haiti. This summer we're going to Turks and Caicos. We do that thing Jermaine talked about, to Camp Barnabas. And at each of those places, we get you together in cabins or on teams and different groups. And there's times throughout the week that you get to just sit down and share your story with others, and they share their story with you, and you really get to know people. Here's a picture from just this winter. We went on a trip to Haiti. This is my green team. Is my green team in the house? There's a few green teamers over here, some over there. And you know, Mason wasn't able to be here tonight. But man, with the green team, We got to sit down each evening and we got to share our stories. And I'm telling you, there was no story where I was like, man, that was unimportant and boring. I can't believe we let them talk for 30 minutes. No, every story, I got to see a different facet of God's goodness and his glory with the way he interacted with their story. And it was a cause for worship for me. And so I want to do something a little bit different tonight. I want to come down and I want to meet somebody that I've never met before. So raise your hand if I've never met you before. Just raise your hand. Brooke? No, no, no. Your name's Brooke? Stand up. Everybody say hi to Brooke. Okay, Brooke, you can sit down. I don't want to embarrass you. But guys, look, Brooke's sitting over here. I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'm not going to interview you. Here's the thing. I don't know Brooke at all. I just know her name. I would love to get to know Brooke because all the things that I just said about all of you, they are true for Brooke, for every single individual in this room. Who's a guy that I haven't met for? Okay, great. What's your name, man? Alex, stand up. Hey, look, there's Alex back there, everybody. Alex, you can sit down. Guys, in the same way as Brooke, like, I don't know Alex, but like, how great would it be if I got to get together with Alex and Brooke and we went to Torchy's and we got that queso and then some of the guacamole and the chips, and they never give you enough chips and you always have to go ask them for more, and it's fine, they'll refill it, but you just have to ask. But we were able to just sit down with Alex and Brooke. And I could just say, hey, tell me about your life. Where were you born? Tell me about your parents. Tell me about your brothers and sisters. And guess what? Alex and Brooke, they're not gonna have the same story. Their stories are going to be different because every single story is unique. You see, they have a new song that God has given them to sing that no one else has to sing. Alex and Brooke each have unique stories, and so do you. And there's some way that God has gotten their attention. There's some way that God has convicted them of their sin. There's some way that God has showed them that he loves them. He's brought someone into their life. He showed them some truth. There's some way that God is shaping them and making them into everything he created them to be. And to discover that is glorious. So the first thing I want you to see tonight is that God has given you a new song. You have a completely unique and original song. And the second point I want to make is this, is that your song is meant to be shared. You don't just keep that song to yourself. Back to the Jonas Brothers for a second. Imagine if they would have written that song, gotten in the studio, recorded it, gone to England with this wonderful castle, if you've seen the music video, gotten in a bathtub and made a music video, and they put it all together, they got it all produced, and then they never posted it. They never put it on Spotify. They never put it on YouTube. They never started an Instagram account. They recorded the song, but they never did anything with it. Imagine if that would have happened. That would be a shame for me because I love the song. They would have a song, but the song is meant to be heard. You see, the purpose of a song is incomplete until it finds its audience. And I think the same is true for you. Your song is incomplete until you find your audience. Let's look back at Psalm 96, and I just want to read to you verse 3 again. Psalm 96, verse 3 says, publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Don't just enjoy his glorious deeds and whatever he's doing in your life. God's word calls you to publish them among the nations and tell everyone about the amazing things he does. And I think it's a problem sometimes that we don't think the things he's doing in our life are amazing, but I'm telling you, when I get to sit down with you in Haiti, or when I get to sit down with you at Camp Barnabas, or if maybe every once in a while we get to go to Torchy's, it's amazing what God's doing in your life. It's amazing in this world that is trying to pull you in every other direction but towards God, that God continues to call you back to himself and show you his love. It's amazing. And the song that he is writing in your life is amazing, and it's meant to be shared. And guys, this isn't just for everyone else's benefit because we enjoy hearing each other's stories. This is for you too. I want you to think about this for a second. I want you to really think that when you get to share about something that you have enjoyed, okay, when you get to share about something that you have enjoyed, it elevates your enjoyment of the thing. Like you think you've already enjoyed it, but when you share it with somebody else, you enjoy it even more. I talked about this a little bit last month when I talked about the sushi restaurant, Uchi. Nothing would make me happier than if you were to come up to me afterwards and say, David, when you talked about Uchi, you talked about it. I went with my family. I went to Uchi and it was amazing. And I could say, wait, did you eat this? Did you eat that? And you go, yeah, I ate this. I ate that. And all of a sudden we're both enjoying it again as we're talking about it because sharing something with somebody else increases our enjoyment. In the car on the way home from Uchi, I literally said to my wife, we have got to bring Jermaine and Hannah back to Uchi. You know why? Because we love Jermaine and Hannah. And we want to see them enjoy what we've enjoyed because it increases our enjoyment. You guys have known this since you were in elementary school. You guys did show and tell, right, in kindergarten? I was at my kids' elementary school a couple weeks ago, and Annabelle, my kindergartner, was doing show and tell, and she had this little LOL doll. Does anybody know what LOL dolls are? They are ridiculous. And she gets up in front of everybody, and she and all of her friends, man, they're just in line waiting for their turn to get up and show everybody and tell them, this is my LOL doll, and I like to play with it, and that's all. And then they go sit down. And it like fills them with joy in life because simply because there's something that they enjoy, but they enjoy it even more when they get to share it with someone else. This is the way an author named C.S. Lewis says it. He says, I think we delight to praise what we enjoy because the praise not merely expresses, but completes the enjoyment. You guys know this is true every time you go to a school dance or you go on a vacation. Like the dance or the vacation, they're incomplete until you get your post, right? And then when you're able to share it with the world, then it's like, okay, now I've officially actually gone to the dance once it's out there. Now the vacation is done and I can share it with the world and I really enjoyed it because I got my good picture out there. Our enjoyment is complete when we share. You know, when I'm with the green team in Haiti, I usually go last on the last day when we're sharing and I can't wait because I can't wait to share the song that God has given me with them because it increases my enjoyment. This is why God calls us to praise. It's for us too. So one, God has given you a new song. Two, your song is meant to be shared. And three, I just wanna show you how you can do this. You can write, rehearse, and share your song today. And I'm gonna give you two tools, and then we're gonna wrap up. And the two tools are this. Number one, I'm gonna give you a handout. And you can pick it up on a table on your way out. We'll have some up here on the stage. We'll have a table over here on your way out. And it's just simply an outline that gives you prompts that helps you write down the song that God has given you, the story and the testimony of God getting your attention and doing a work in your life. If you have never sat down and just written out an account of what God has done in your life so far, this is definitely something that you should do. And so you can do this. You can just send a text message right now. Get out your phone. If you don't want to grab a handout, I'll send you the PDF. This is really cool. You send the words new song to 40585, and you're going to get a text right back that has a link, and it has a PDF that'll give you prompts, and you can go home tonight, get out your computer, get out a piece of paper, and you can look at that PDF, and you can begin to put down on paper your story so that you can be ready to do what 50 plus high school students have done from this stage is share and speak your story to someone else. And we've put you guys all in small groups so you can rehearse every single week as you take this outline and you write out your story, your song of what God's done in your life. You can go to small group and say, hey guys, can I practice? Because every person that has shared on this stage has practiced at least 5 or 6 times before they've gotten up here and spoken. And so you guys can all get a head start. And then if you got it all written out and you type it up, you share it with your small group leaders and they're saying, man, we love your song. This is an incredible original song that God has given you. I'd love for more people to hear it. Then you just send that to Jermaine. And Summer Shoreline, we've got 10 of them this summer. You can have the opportunity to jump up and share your story. If there's more than 10 of you that have a song to share, then we'll start doing it at Bagels and Bible on Mondays, and we'll have a testimony on Monday, a testimony on Wednesday. Then we've got all the shorelines next year. But your song is meant to be shared, and this outline is a simple tool to help you prepare to do that. And then secondly, I've got a second tool for you, and it's this. You can get on Instagram. They have a feature. It's literally called Stories. And a couple of weeks ago, Emma posted an image, And she just said, hey, there was a time when I was blank and blank. Now I trust Jesus and I'm becoming more blank, blank, fill in the blanks. And dozens of you began sharing your story on Instagram. And it's so simple. There was a time when I was anxious and doubtful. Now I trust Jesus. I'm becoming more trusting and confident. Man, that is a great song. And it's a unique song. Nobody else wrote those exact same words. There was a time when I was, go back. I was reading the middle one. There was a time when I was broken, bitter and insecure and used, unforgiving, full of doubt. But now I trust Jesus and I'm becoming more whole, humble, made new, gracious, secure in Jesus's love. That's a great song. And so we're gonna put it in terms of regeneration. We're gonna post another one tonight. Here's what the other one looks like. It says, hello, my name is, let's skip to that one. Hello, my name is, you can put in your name. I wrote David Peniel because that's my name. I have a new life in Christ and I'm recovering from control and comedy and a cold heart. Like those are things that God has rescued me and is healing me from that have brought hurt and pain into my life. And even in that story, you might look at that and wonder, wait, what does that mean, recovering from comedy? I'd love to tell you about it someday because I've got a song to sing that God has given me. And it'd be great for you to just tease all of your followers and say, man, look, this is what God is healing me from. And if you want to hear more, I'd love to tell you. Which I do want to make this point. I don't want to let you go without making this point. You guys got to help each other with this, all right? Because nobody wants to be the person, you know, I'm telling you, you have a song to sing and your song is meant to be shared. No one wants to be the person that says, hey guys, can we stop for a second? And can I just share this new song that God has given me with you? Can you listen to me for a second? No one wants to do that. But you know what someone does want to do? They want someone like you to come up to them and say, hey, I'd love to get to know you better. And sometime can we get together and would you just tell me about what God's doing in your life? I mean, everybody wants someone to say that to them. And so say that to each other. Because no one's gonna be the person that goes, hey, I wanna share my new song with you. But if you go up to them and say, I wanna get to know you better, would you share with me what God's done in your life? You're both gonna be blessed and encouraged. You're both gonna be blessed and encouraged. And so I hope these two tools help you do this. So guys, tonight we looked at Psalm 96, verse 1-3. It says, sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. You have a new song. Sing to the Lord and praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations and tell everyone about the amazing things he's done. And you've seen that God has given you a new song, a totally unique original song, and your song is meant to be shared. And you can do this. You can write it, rehearse it, and share your song today. God's given you a new song to share on a lifelong worldwide publicity tour. Lastly, I want to say this. Maybe you aren't sure that you actually have any new song to sing. But there's a God who's created you. He sees you right now. He knows you well. And I'm telling you, he loves you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to care for you. He wants to show you the wonderful plans that he has for you. And if you don't know that God, if you don't know who Jesus Christ is and what he has to do with God and what he has to do with you and how he can literally make your life brand new, make something new out of something old, we would love to tell you personally, face to face, more about that. So if all this a new song to sing and a song to share and God and, you know, praising him and all that, that's too much for me. I'm not there yet. We'd love to meet you wherever you are and tell you what we believe about God and what we believe about you and how God's love can transform your life and bring healing to any brokenness that you're experiencing. So you can find any adult in this room or any friend that brought you here, and we'd love to talk to you more about it and answer your questions right where you're at. But before we go, I want you to hear somebody share the song that God's written in his life. Usually we do a student testimony in the middle, and tonight we're doing it at the end. So I'm gonna invite my friend Jonah Levy up here on the stage. Jonah, come on up here. And you know, using something really similar to the outline that I hope many of you have just gotten on your phone, Jonah just looked back on his life and said, man, what has God done in my life and how can I share that with my peers? And we wanna share it with you right now. So Jonah's gonna share his story, then I'm gonna jump up and wrap us up and pray. So Jonah, take it away, man.
Mike, there we go. All right. Hi guys, my name is Jonah Levy and I'm a junior at J.J. Pierce High School. I was fortunate enough to have been born into a Christian home surrounded by loving parents who have modeled for me my whole life what it's like to follow Jesus. I've been coming to Watermark for as long as I can remember, so I've been constantly poured into by others around me for most of my life. My dad helped me come to Christ at the age of 9, explaining how Christ, in a selfless act of love, sacrificed his life for me and rose from the dead. And from that point forward, I consider myself a Christian. Growing up, I went to the Covenant School, which, for those of you who don't know, it's a really, really small private school. It's a Christian school, so even there, I was constantly being pointed back to Christ. My life growing up was a lot different than a lot of my friends. There were around 30 kids in my grade, all of whom were living in very similar conditions to mine. All of these things basically meant that I was a pretty sheltered kid, and I wasn't exposed to a lot of the outside world. I thought I had a solid faith, but up until this point, I hadn't really faced much adversity in my life. That would all change when I decided to move to Pierce for my freshman year. A lot of my friends have been going to public school all their lives, and based on what they had told me, I thought I had an idea of what high school would be like. I knew that there would be people who did things that I probably shouldn't do, but I didn't really think that that would affect me. I would soon find out how wrong I was. Those first 8 months of high school were brutal. I was seeing so many things for the first time, and I wasn't really sure how to deal with it. But rather than turning to God, I turned to others to find my worth. I began to care deeply about what others thought of me, and wanted for everybody to think that I was cool. I was obsessed with fitting in, but that didn't happen. Instead, I was made fun of for the way I looked, the way I acted, and for associating myself with the church. Rather than turning it over to the Lord, I let that fear take control of my life. Fear became the primary motivator in my everyday walk, and it showed everywhere. With my friends and classmates, I became very quiet, fearing that if I said the wrong thing, they wouldn't like me. I can remember days my freshman year where I just felt hopeless, and I thought that nobody liked me. At times during the year, there would be classes I would hate going to just because I was afraid of what certain people in them thought of me. In basketball, it was the same. I was afraid of letting down my coaches and teammates. If I made a mistake on the court, I was extremely hard on myself and told myself that I wasn't good enough and that everyone around me was disappointed. Because of this fear, I didn't really do much on the court, and I rode the bench that year. I felt even more empty because the one thing I'd put so much of my identity into had been taken away. I'd put so much of my effort into making people like me that I had shifted my focus off God and off his love. One night in May, that all changed. That day had been harder than most. I felt as though everyone around me disliked me, and in that moment, I felt utterly and truly alone. I just couldn't understand where it all went wrong. As I sat in my bed late that night thinking about these things, I remembered a verse my dad had told me, 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." I just sat there in my bed and broke down. For about 5 hours, I lay in my bed praying and thinking of all the times that I had allowed fear to creep into my heart and take control of my life. That night was easily the longest amount of time I had ever spent thinking about my relationship with God. I realized that night that I had been living in darkness and that it was time for me to come back into the light. That night, I rededicated my life to the Lord and started a new chapter in my life. That next day, I woke up and I felt entirely different. The only thing that I can remember from that day is the feeling of freedom I had walking through those halls. I felt as though a physical weight had been lifted off of my chest and that now I was free to live my life as Christ wanted me to. Today, almost 2 years later, I still struggle with allowing fear to control my actions, but it's different now. I'm no longer fighting alone. I know that I will have my family and small group by my side, and knowing this has been a great comfort in my life. If you're sitting there and you can relate to my story at all, I would tell you this. You are not alone. There are tons of small groups here that you can turn to help you with your struggles, just as mine did. All those months, I thought that I had nobody to turn to in my fear, but it wasn't until that night in May that I realized God had been by my side the whole time, just waiting for me to come back. All I had to do was open my eyes and see. Thanks for letting me share.
Man, God is in private schools, he's in public schools. He's on the basketball court and he's on the bench. He's in the lunchroom, he's in the bedroom, he's in your home, he's in your car. And he's seeking you, and he's wanting to set you free from whatever fear, whatever struggle, whatever hurt, whatever confusion, whatever lostness, whatever road you found yourself on. He wants to put you on a road to healing. He wants the whatever weight is weighing you down, he wants to take it away, just like he did for our friend Jonah. So I hope you see that God's work of regeneration in your life through him sharing and through the call of God for you to share with others, it's not just for you, it's meant to be shared around the world.